This is St. Louis Public Radio. Live cultural events are a big part of summer for many people in the St. Louis region. Musicals at the Muni, Big Muddy Blues Festival, and the Whitaker Music Festival offer chances to get together, to make connections with neighbors and with strangers. But this year, those events are off the calendar to help avoid the spread of the coronavirus. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin explores how losing those experiences affects people who consider them a vital part of their lives and of St. Louis.
Lynn Phillips grew up going to the Muni. So did her mother and her grandmother. This summer, she'd be taking her own daughter to shows, but the season is canceled because of the coronavirus. Now the place is a reminder of what's missing.
We were taking a drive through Forest Park the other day, and we drove past that front gate with the flags hanging down, and there was actually a knot in my stomach, the kind that you get when you feel a deep loss. It's palpable.
Not far from that front gate on a recent morning, Muni Managing Director Kofi Coleman is standing in front of the theater's 11,000 empty seats. He's thinking about the people who would be, who should be, sitting there later that night.
You know, if we talk about what's difficult about not having a season this summer, the hardest part is missing the people that come out to see the shows and seeing how much this matters to them, you know, and knowing that they don't have that. That's what's hard.
It's hard in a lot of ways. When something is part of the fabric of the city, you can't just unstitch it without tearing something. Washington University professor of theater and comparative literature Henry Chavez says the Muni is wrapped up in the very definition of what St. Louis is.
The idea of the musical here in Forest Park is something that is central to the city's understanding of itself.
So what happens when a virus takes that away? Chavez says a visit to the Muni or to Shakespeare in the Park fulfills more than just our desire to have a fun night out. It gives us a communal experience that we desperately need.
There's more than just the play. There's the socialization. There's the mingling of gender, of ethnicity, of age. There's everything involving the sort of connection with other people.
Chavez says that applies to any form of performing arts, including live music, which in a typical summer you could hear all over the place in St. Louis. Laclede's Landing is usually host to Big Muddy Blues Festival. Alonzo Townsend emceed it the past few years. He says that when we celebrate the blues, we celebrate St. Louis itself, that the festival is part of the very quality of life here.
That's the bridge builder. That puts each other in each other's faces, and you have no choice but to smile or talk. You have no choice but to sit next to each other, and it doesn't matter what color you are. And that's a great medicine.
It's a medicine that St. Louisans will probably have to go without this year. Organizers say the event is unlikely. Things will also be quiet at Missouri Botanical Garden, home to free concerts since 1996. Mandy Sullivan is typically a weekly regular at the Whitaker Music Festival there. When she moved to St. Louis 10 years ago, it gave her a way to get to know people. Now she's got her routines down pat, where to lay her blanket out for her and her friends, where to go watch the garden's bats fly around at sunset. With the series canceled, her whole social ritual is canceled too.
I think it's just, it's going to be hard. I mean, I really love enjoying that, and it's going to be hard to fill that void.
She's been doing a weekly happy hour with her Whitaker crew on video chat, but it's not the same. It's also not quite the same when we watch streaming performances on the web. Henry Chavez, the Washington University professor, says watching something on a screen just does not replace the experience of gathering together in the same space.
We're missing something very, very much right now. Theater artists, music artists of every stripe are scrambling to find an adequate substitute. But of course, there is no substitute.
Back at the empty Muni, I ask Kofi Coleman to visualize opening night there once people are able to gather safely again.
You're going to hear these same birds chirping. You know, I'm going to be standing down there in the corner, and I hope that we're looking at an audience that is thrilled to be here. Subscribers who've sat next to each other for decades are reuniting after a year apart. It's going to look and feel like unbridled joy, and I think that that's something that everyone will need. We need it now, we'll need it even more then.
That reunion is something to look forward to. Meanwhile, it's unclear how much time and how much absence will separate here from there. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.